A number of families in China banded together and donated personal protective equipment to Vassar College during the COVID-19 pandemic. The PPE has gone to students on the Poughkeepsie campus who could not go home, as well as employees. The majority of the PPE, though, has been donated to local hospitals and first responders. Once New York pause took effect toward the end of March, requiring non-essential businesses to close and mandating social distancing, Vassar, like many colleges, switched to distance learning. Pepe Q, the Louise Boydell and Alfred Lichtenstein Chair Professor of Chinese and Japanese at Poughkeepsie-based Vassar College, says not all students left campus.
Vassar is one of the few colleges that allow the students who couldn't, go return home or home environment is not, possible for them to continue to do online learning to stay on campus. So Vassar had about 180 students, domestic students, and also 48 for students from China. They are international students. I work as a class advisor for the class of 2021. The weekend before the spring break, one of my class student parents, the student is Hu Xinyue, and her mom called me from China and talked about, because Xinyue was one of the students stayed on campus. So her mom talked about the situation in New York, and she was very concerned. During the conversation, I mentioned the severe shortage of the medical protective gears in New York State, both in the medical hospitals and first responders, as well as on campus. So she immediately took action and told a group of Chinese parents about the situation, and they launched a donation campaign to support our battle against the pandemic. I was really deeply, moved by their compassion. And since that day, I think that was March 22nd, they organized a group of parents, about 74 of them, and they divided the team into four working groups, each group in charge of one aspect of the donation project. As a group, they donated 200,000, over 200,000 for Chinese yuan. And some individual faculty family also donated to Vassar 12,600 Chinese yuan. And they also, as individual parents, they send the individual packages that the value of them put together is about 42,900 Chinese yuan. So estimatedly, this is not an accurate number. Some of them are still sending stuff to Vassar. But currently, I think the total number, in U.S. dollar is 36,700, about that much. They donated money and used the funds to purchase the material, because even they gave us money, in current situation, it's hard to acquire these materials, right? So it's more valuable for them to send the personal protective materials to us.
She says Vassar put together care kits for the students on campus, containing donated masks, along with Vassar's own resources of Tylenol, hand sanitizer, and disposable thermometers.
And Vassar also used the donated item to protect the essential workers on campus. In addition, donation from the parents, some of them they meant to share with the local hospitals and frontline workers. Vassar has been in contact with the Dutchess Department of Emergency Responses and distributing, for instance, the protective gowns and N95 masks to the local healthcare providers, as well as a fire department, people who are risking their lives in the front lines.
She says the effort of the parents in China shows humanity and profound love, especially as China itself is still recovering from the pandemic.
Their generosity is just so impressive. I feel honored to be able to help them. And I think in their action, we really see the strength of a community in responding to this kind of a global crisis. This is a community across continents. The Vassar parents, they call themselves part of a Vassar community, but they're in the other side of the globe. And this action, so far, 74 parents participated. Some of the parents, their children are no longer at Vassar. Their children graduated already. But when they heard about this, they say, I want to help too. They just jump in. This kind of action is, they're really heroes, I would say.
She says the families in China sent 3,000 N95 masks and 14,000 surgical masks, 5,200 pairs of gloves, and 180 protective eye goggles.
And the individual parents are also sending some more packages to the college, not only to their child. So that kind of selflessness and generosity is truly remarkable. This action between China and the U.S. beyond the Vassar, right? It's really demonstrate the importance of a global collaboration. And when we appreciate the actions of Vassar parents, we ourselves also want to continue work toward like collaborating effort to fight this pandemic. And I believe we can end it.
Pepe Qiu is 2021 class advisor and professor of Chinese and Japanese at Vassar College. Vassar and China have longstanding links. The first Chinese Vassar student graduated in 1919. And in the summer of 2019, Vassar launched a summer program for gifted high school students in Beijing. Reporting from WAMC's Hudson Valley Bureau on the campus of Vassar College, I'm Hudson Valley Bureau Chief Allison Dunn.